ישראל השם הכלל בר שם אמר כולם צדיקים לעולם ירשו עץ עצמת המסעד עצמת. First of all, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this beautiful minyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless everybody with health and happiness and bracha and parnasa and simha. Bless Am Yisrael, protect Am Yisrael. Send for Hashemah to the sick and injured. Bring home the captives, protect the soldiers. And the most important thing, Eliyahu HaNavi and Mashiach today, Be'ezrat Hashem. We are starting the new clock. So now, summertime, 6:30 minha. All summer long, minha is going to be at Kabbalat Shabbat at 6:30. Last thing that we touched on is with regards to the reading of the Megillah, and we said we mentioned Arim Prozot, opened cities. You read the Megillah on the 14th, and the cities who were walled in the time of Yehoshua, because Yehoshua was the first one to fight Amalek. So those cities who were walled, you read on the 15th, like Yerushalayim. Some say Akko, and then there's many different cities that we really don't know. It's a suffix where if they're this in the same exact location as they used to be. And now, Baruch Hashem, that Yerushalayim has gotten so much big, anything that's attached to the wall of Yerushalayim is considered Yerushalayim and is called on the 15th.
But the most obvious one, Shushan.
Right, that's the second day. On Shushan and Birah. Shushan itself was a wall.
Isn't the city?
Huh?
Isn't the city?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called Hamadan, I think,
Hamadan,
right?
Hamadan.
So that's they read there on the 15th also. So now he says, he says also if there's a suffix, if that's really a city, he says on the second day they read without a bracha. So somebody now, so let's say actually, and I talked to my son, and he is in Yerushalayim, but he's going to go to my mother's on Friday morning, which is in Petah Tikva. So he's actually going to Saturday night read the Megillah, and he has to fulfill the mitzvot on Sunday morning of the Megillah and the Mishloach Manot and Matnot Yovanim, and then he plans to go back to the yeshiva Sunday morning or after, you know. So then he would actually have to do the 2 days. It would be a 2-day thing because in Yerushalayim, they're going to do the Megillah reading on Sunday night, and Monday is going to be the holiday. So he gets the best of both worlds. Same thing if somebody from Tel Aviv decided to go to Yerushalayim. The point is that he has to be there from Alot HaShachar, from the sunrise. So if he slept there last night, so he's going to fulfill the mitzvah at the other city and vice versa. But the importance is to be there, or if he is in mind to sleep there tonight, then he's going to fulfill the mitzvah. Bezrat Hashem, we will touch on this next week. We'll talk about the reading of the Megillah and all the things that we have to do to prepare. Tizku le mitzvot, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash.